Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Presenting Your Desire. This file will have a very interesting effect on you, because this is about presenting, showing off, displaying, letting it known how much you want something, how much you desire it, how much you crave it. Sometimes it's nice to wait for the other person, to let them make the first move. However, it can also be really nice when you show what you want. If you feel aroused, filled with desire, craving deeply, if you feel sexy or sensual, playful, or pretty, maybe handsome, maybe beautiful, however you feel, whenever you want to present your desire. First, you have to begin with recognizing it, feeling your desire, that wonderful warmth inside. Or maybe just an innocent tingling that centers around certain places that perhaps provide some pleasure when teased. Possibly, it may even be just an almost innocent fantasy fluttering through your mind. Who knows what kind of perverted pleasures penetrate your particular thoughts. Then again, desire is something that is far from universal. It is unique to you. Your needs, your wants, your cravings, your desire, your arousal, your heat, however you call it, however you describe it. Are you aware when it built? Do you know your body well enough when that desire drifts? Can you feel all the changes in your body and mind when the desire flows more deeply? I wonder if you're familiar with the physical reactions, or if you're more focused on the emotional changes. Feel warm, hot, craving, wanting, needing, just enjoying that arousal building. And as it builds, you can also feel more sensual and sexy. You can feel how your body presents the inner desire in every move, in every breath. And you want to show it. There are so many ways to present your desire. It can be subtle. Some flirting, teasing words, a caress in the right place, fingers dancing over skin or fabric, lingering in lustful places. Or maybe it's the way you look, an almost hungry, craving gaze, focused on what you want, on how much you want it, not letting go until you You can show it in how you dress, putting on special clothing, whether under or over, it doesn't matter. Or it could be the lack of clothing. Your skin displayed wonderfully to drive them to the same desire you feel. You just want to present your desire. What will you say and how will you say it? Will the words be direct or more subtle? What will you do? Will you touch them or yourself? Will you tease them or invite them to tease you? And let's not forget that there are so many ways in which you can add to this. A nice scent or a perfume. Maybe just a tiny hint of something. Or maybe it's less subtle. Maybe you want to be found in a very naughty position, seen touching or teasing as you're, well, presenting your desire to them. Just close your eyes for a moment. One breath long and imagine how nice it would feel for them to see you filled with desire. How your heat lights a fire in their body as well. How the less you try to be innocent, the more you show the perversion, the pleasure, the beautiful, needy craving you feel inside. So give in. Give in to that need to just share. Maybe it is visual, maybe it is sound. Maybe it's even more subtle, just a few words that express your need. How will you be presenting your desire? Will it be coarse and direct, delightfully depraved? Will it be subtle and sweet, fun, flirting fantasies? Will it be something as blunt as just showing yourself and all the intimacy related to it, or will it be hidden with some nice clothes or soft teasing covers? However, no matter what way you choose, it is important to remember that you are taking the first step in presenting your desire and lighting their fire. You let things happen. You make them happen. Isn't that a nice feeling? Just before you lose control, you can show a bit of that desire in your behavior. And the more comfortable you get at presenting your desire, the more enjoyable it will be for you as well. Playful, teasing, confident, challenging. Who knows how you'll express yourself? So focus on that feeling, on the little pull of pleasure, the deep craving you feel inside. Focus on your arousal, on your desire, on your heat, on your craving. That's right. Feel those cravings, that desire pulled forward, as if every little drop of wand melts your mind even more and makes you present your desire so willingly. And how you do it is entirely up to you. So many little ideas, so many ways, so many wonderful possibilities for pleasure. So go on, give in, let it happen to your mind, let it affect your body. Feel the heat rise from deep below. That craving where you know exactly what you want. Let it bubble, grow, flow, tease and please. Let your need become motivation as you slowly get more comfortable at presenting your desire. Give in. Let it happen. Enjoy the feeling. I am sure they are going to appreciate it immensely. And when you do, you can also feel accomplished, enjoying your own sensuality and sexuality in an expression of your desire, showing your need, your craving. Let it happen. The more you feel it, the easier it becomes. You may not be fully aware all the things happening inside of you. You can still feel the effects, and you don't have to understand everything to feel it. That heat, that craving, that almost rhythmical pulsing of pleasure that penetrates your mind. How will you be presenting your desire to them? How are you going to show it, express it? In a way, when you present, it becomes a present, a gift, something for them to enjoy. You have the choice how you want to do it. And yes, taking that first step can be quite exciting, because you'll never know what happens then again. Not knowing can be a lot of fun. So go on, give in to that need. Let your desire express itself in your action. As subtle or direct as they may be, feel them. That's right. Now, in a moment, this file may end. But your desire to present it can continue as long as you like. I wonder how you will choose to present it. Enjoy. Oh, and if you were going a little deep with this teasing language, this wonderful hypnotic flow, you can wake just enough, and good luck with your expression.